I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Twin Peaks is the ultimate sports lodge that you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and features the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan-favorite menu is made from scratch. Pair the Nashville hot chicken sandwich and loaded tots with a local craft brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and we have Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. I was hearing you talking about the abortion pill. Was that RU486?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, of course, RU-187 would probably be more appropriate, as that's police code for murder, death, kill.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking up the Wikipedia, when used as a verb, 86
means to kill something.
American English slang for getting rid of something, yep. Ejecting someone, or refusing service.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yes. But going back to where you're talking about Trump, people need to remember that the way that President Trump came into office was totally miraculous. Where you're looking at the fact that he won an election that was from the beginning rigged,
mm-hmm.
with voter fraud, the media, and both parties against him.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that can only be pulled off by the power of God. And, you know, we need to keep praying for this guy because, you know, throughout the Bible, God has raised people up, not righteous people, but people that God has raised up for the purposes of his own.
True.
And
King Cyrus.
I do believe that we should continue to pray for him because things are happening.
Noah, he was a heathen.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Most of them. Most of the heroes of the Bible were heathens before God got a hold of them.
They were. Look at Paul, man. He was persecuting Christians, killing them left and right,
That's right. You're right. You're right, Jason.
To become one of the, best Christians of them all, writing a bunch of books in the Bible.
Exactly, and most of the Christians, when Paul turned, they still didn't trust him for a while until they saw God in him.
No, and can you blame them?
Because no. No, I can't.
They were all running from him at one time and embracing him the next.
That's right.
But you could see a huge difference in Trump from before he became president to where he is now. Let's all get together and pray for this man because... God's given us another chance. Throughout history, you can see where throughout the Bible, when people's hearts and minds change, it changes God's heart, and he allows them second chances.
Wow.
Right. Of course, apocalypse is going to happen. The end times prophecies of the Bible are going to happen anyway, but it doesn't have to happen now. Let's get together and make sure it don't.
There you go. I love it. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Take care, my buddy.
You too.
See you.
Thanks. Bye.
Barry.
Hey, Terry.
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I was just, when you was talking about the, all the stuff going on in space, do y'all think that maybe Gene Roddenberry had some kind of insight on some of the stuff going on with all the stuff
he... He had to have. What do you think, Postman? I think he had to have.
Yeah, he was he was privy to what's going on. As a matter of fact, he was friends with a guy that was in the space program at the time.
There you go.
Of course, when we back engineered the craft that crash landed in Roswell, it didn't take him a few years to do it because in 1962, we were on Mars. Then.
Yeah, from 47, that's
right.
Not long.
And then from 1962 to 1966, of course, the first Star Trek episode that came along, it happened on September the 6th, 1966, and I remember laying on the floor watching it come on, and it stuck. I mean, from then, that was real to me then, right then, and it's even more real now.
And I heard that. Well, I read it somewhere this week. Somebody, I don't know if it was an amateur or what, that was looking at doing astronomy, that he found a planet or something that Gene Roddenberry claimed was out there.
Wow.
That supposedly was bulking, supposed to be bulking in a different galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to have been found this week.
Wow. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if you look back at so many of these big directors and producers, the stuff that they must have known, just like Eyes Wide Shut, Kubrick. Kubrick, mm-hmm. they claim he shot the original moon landing. And yeah, I still don't know what to think about that. I think they probably did have him shoot an alternate moon landing because they didn't know what they were going to encounter when they landed. And if they encountered these giant monsters or whatever, they certainly didn't want to beam that to everybody's living room. So I think they had a backup plan. They had Kubrick do a backup just in case. Mm-hmm. That's what I think happened. But Kubrick knew a lot. You know, Eyes Wide Shut, there's still 28 minutes that he insisted that they leave in there that they took out. And he died before it got released. And he said, you know, you're not going to release it, or you're going to put my 28 minutes back in it. And, well, he died, and they took the 28 minutes out. So we don't know what was in that 28 minutes. But I think he hit a little close to home with that.
Yeah.
With the stuff.
And, you know, y'all talk about the reptilian race. If you go back and look at the original Battlestar Galactica, you know, the artificial intelligence cyline that was taken over was created by a reptilian race.
Now that's down that your road.
Yeah, that one. As a matter of fact, the people that I watch and the people that I get information from, they said they referenced Battlestar Galactica. The AI paradigm is in Battlestar Galactica. That was created by the Draco. And believe it or not, this is like I say, I always preface the statement. You know, when I say something that's kind of that would sound off the wall to a regular person that doesn't actually know, but a rendition or a species of the Draco actually was here on Earth. They actually was born here on Earth, and they ascended, and the one that has Earth in control now, that one is being controlled by AI, and you know.
AI.
It's all messed up.
It is messed up.
Messed up really bad.
It's because of who's in charge.
Right. And that's the same thing they want to do with us.
Yeah, I look at it as transhumanism. You can call it, you know, it's just a name, transhumanism. Basically, it's converting us over to cyborgs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Barry, I've looked at so many different insects, and every one of them has what I believe smart dust in them, the different colored particles in them. And they're killing the insects off. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, no insects.
You know, if you want to see a pretty good movie about how they make chips and stuff, if you go on YouTube and type in Silicon Run.
Silicon Run. All right, I'm going to write that down. Silicon Run.
Ruth Cazera made it. I met her out in California when I was out there at Intel.
Cool.
And pretty good rendering of how they make chips. Stuff like that.
Right. Scary stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
What's scary is how much information they can put on a small chip now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets exponentially bigger.
Like a head of a pin.
Yeah.
There's a company here in Alabama that can actually go in and, you know, if it's got billions of chips on it, some transistors. There's a company here in Alabama, so military company, you guys to go in and pick one out of that billion transistors.
Wow. That's scary.
Just boggles the mind.
It does. You know, when you talk about nano, we're talking a billionth. A billionth, you know. Yeah, exactly. You could put 1,000 of them on the head of a pin. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have special equipment to see it. And that's the perfect weapon because not the average person can't see it.
And I've seen stuff from that size, pictures of it, you know, gears and meshes, that kind of thing.
Yes, they have self-replicating machines that are nano.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Yeah, the whole nano world, quantum dots, all that, it's unreal.
Oh, yeah, and then, well, smaller than a nano, if you've ever heard of an angstrom.
No.
Yeah.
Angstrom is a whole lot smaller than a nano.
That is incredible. Wow, that's the perfect weapon.
Uh-huh.
Scary, that and controlling the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Scary stuff, man. What else you got for me,
Barry? A lot of information. No, not a whole lot of it. Just all the information, you know.
Well, yeah.
I usually go back and listen to it later and try to write down some code.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I got to hit a break, my friend.
Okay.
Take care. See you, man.
All right, you too.
Bye. All right, guys, got to hit a break. It's a short one, 3 minutes. 272-9228. Come on, say it with me. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations,
799-9873. Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, my friend, Warren Trammell.
How are you doing, Mr. Trammell?
Very good, very good. Oh, just fine. I passed upon the list a long time ago. it's a little cloudy out tonight, but, you know, I usually ask about the geostationary satellites, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm one of these space guys with you guys, you know. I'm with you on the Stanley Kubrick thing, you know. That I hadn't thought about that, but I think you got a good idea on that being a backup. But anyway, I have since noticed on my buddies out here up in the sky, my little geostationary mm-hmm. Satellites.
Right.
there seems to be one kind of a large one. Of course, you can't tell. The only reason I say it, probably the large one, is he's got lots of red lights on it.
Mm-hmm.
Blinking red lights.
Yep.
Aqua blue and green.
Yep.
And then they wanted nothing but just aqua blue and green. No red lights at all.
Yep. That's weird, isn't it?
It is weird. Now, I haven't seen this really probably almost a year, but I did catch them one night when they came in from the west, kind of southwest, three of them in a line. And, you know, they came in real slow, and I looked at all three of them in a straight line, and they stopped for about 30 seconds, and just boom, in an instant, They all went in three different directions, and I watched them for about a minute. They traveled for about a minute at some ridiculous speed, you know.
Yeah.
And going at this ridiculous speed.
Wow.
All of a sudden, boom! But you stop, dead still.
Yep.
From like going 1,000 miles an hour to a dead stop.
Yep. They can't do that. Humans can't handle that. So that's not something, you know, it's not something from here.
Oh no. Anyway, but I just saw that one time, but I just wonder if you had any recent information on these guys, these geostationary guys.
I don't know what they are. The first one that I saw is I watched this thing. It just so happened I had my night vision. I was outside filming. I don't know, it was 1 or 2 in the morning. And I happened to be at a point where I had something stationary to compare it against. And I noticed it was moving really slow.
Yeah.
And I thought, what is that? So I got my camera on it, my night vision, and I watched it. And sure enough, it was moving slow. And then it executed a 90-degree right-hand turn. And then it went zip, gone. I sent that video to MUFON. And I had the guy from MUFON call me.
Uh-huh.
We're talking, and he's ex-Air Force, and I started to ask him. I said, have you noticed all these weird, he goes, you mean all the weird lights in the sky? I said, yeah, what are they? He goes, nobody knows.
I said, oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm
you're
not kidding. I'm not. He said, nobody knows. I said, well, I've gone to astronomy sites, and every time I try to ask a question, they immediately call me a conspiracy theorist and all this. I never get an answer. He goes, that's because nobody knows what they are.
Well, there's a bunch of them. I mean, I count anywhere from 5 or 6 to 8 or 10 of them a night.
Yes. I think there are about a dozen, and they're in every direction in the sky.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, are they just over Alabama? All over the nation? All over the world?
That's a good question. To me, when I look through them amplified, let's see, 2 times by my night vision, so times 6, it looks like a Pac-Man. It looks like a circle with a chunk taken out of the left side. So I don't know what they are. Nobody
That's
apparently
incredible.
Does, isn't it? It's wild.
That's incredible. They have so many of them.
I know.
Those are what y'all looking at are the small disc, small to medium sized disc that you're looking at.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Of course, if you would have seen one of ours, of course we've got some discs too, but I think the discs we have are a lot bigger, and you know. You could have been looking at a prototype of something that they're working on, or you could be looking at an actual vessel that's on patrol. And and a time goes on, we're going to see a lot of those in the sky.
Wow.
I'm looking directly west right now. I'm out in front of my house and looking directly west, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I see one of the ones that's got a lot of the red lights on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, west. That's where that one that glitters so much is.
That's where so much of what is?
It glitters. It's like it strobes or something.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It pulsates.
Right. It's exactly what it does. It pulsates.
Yeah.
Bright red, aqua blue, and green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody
wow.
knows what. Nobody knows what that is.
Well, I just wanted to be sure I wasn't ready for a pad of sail somewhere.
No. Not yet. I'll be there with you when it's time. Don't worry.
I'm kind of where you are on the conspiracy thing. You know, it's not you're probably one of the you and David Harvey are two of the people I can even talk about. You know about that stuff.
Sure, you always talk to me about it.
Well, that's great. I just we are living in really really strange times.
We are. We really are, and I wish people would understand that these are extraordinary times to be living in.
But it's nothing new. They were around millions of years ago.
Sure.
Around dumb biblical days.
We're just now, we just now acknowledge them.
They were here 10,000 B.C.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And even earlier.
Incredible, Postman. Incredible. Good. Great. Well, I'll tell you one thing. People are, I hesitate to even say this, but, you know, the average American, average person, you know, all they want is a six-pack of beer, a pizza, and watch football, you know. They're not really interested in intellectual things.
No, they're not. And they've been taught that way.
No, yes, that's right. That's right. And I tell a few people this story, and you can believe it or not, but when my father was in the inner circle with Governor Wallace and three or four of the guys at the kitchen cabinet were around, and nobody else. Wallace would kind of quietly say, you know, guys, I'm really not sure people are really capable of governing themselves.
He's right. He was right.
And so that's...
He was right.
Yeah.
They look for somebody to take charge and tell them what to do.
Absolutely. And they don't want to think. They don't want to reason. They don't want to research. They just want somebody to tell them what to do just so they can, you know, have pizza, TV, and football, and beer, and that's all they want, you know. And outside of that, leave me alone.
You're right, Mr. Trimble. Absolutely right.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Sir. Have a great, great program, as usual.
Thank you. Take care, okay?
Okay. Right. Okay.
Crawdad.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I was just listening to you. The show that y'all had, I don't know if it was a replay, y'all were discussing Ifrit and Iblis and so on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that live broadcast or was that
originally it was, but it was a repeat last week because I was...
I just caught that when I was listening to that. And I thought, that's interesting. I've been kind of watching that stuff for a while and wondering...
Yes, you have.
But what you're talking about tonight, back before, well, my dad has passed, he's been passed, but a long time ago, he was with Strategic Air Command.
Mm-hmm, sad.
And he did a few stints at several places out there, and I guess the term fast walker makes sense to those who are kind of keeping up with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It does.
Yeah, and this was when an event happened at Castle Air Force Base in Merced, California. And at that time, it was part of the training that was with the B-52. Was that 501st or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
They had they scrambled fighters to intercept and chase, and then everybody that was there that night had to sign a non-event letter.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen.
Yep.
And he told me about that. And in 1981, I got to see my own stuff, not by myself, but my fiance and I are laying there looking straight up, beautiful night sky, clear as a bell. And I said, hey, look right here. I said, look where my hand is. And I pointed out, I said, you see that right there moving? And she says, yeah, I see. I said, that's a satellite. Why is he that high? Because usually the declination is a whole lot, it's not straight up when you're laying on the ground. You know?
Right.
And then this thing, it was one, and then it kind of turned into three little lights. And I mean, we're talking pinhole at this point. A little. And then these lights started moving around and playing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Pop, turn these right angles and go and stop, and then whoosh, dong.
Yep.
And I said, did you see all that? She said, yeah. I said, uh-huh. That's the UFOs.
Like Foo Fighters.
And when they say fast walker, what they're talking about there is if you were at NORAD in Cheyenne and you're tracking something coming across, let's say, from the north,
mm-hmm.
which is where Blackout, do you know what Black Alice was?
No.
Black Alice was a defense radar network that we had all along our northern coastline in case something did come across the pole. We would have at least 18 minutes to tell the president to go to the bunker.
Gotcha.
Everybody else just
took it.
God be with you. You know? But that was Black Alice. And that NORAD system that was part of it, you know, watching what's going on. Well, anyway, if you saw something show up on your radar console and it's tracking and crossing the continental United States in a matter of, let's say, 5 real-time minutes, or stopping, changing, and then going back, and then you scramble fighters, and it plays with them, and then zips away, that's a UFO.
You better believe it. You better believe that's a...
I don't know what little guy is in there, because like you were saying... physiology, you can't handle that kind of G-force.
No, a human can't do that.
Well, a jellyfish couldn't.
Exactly.
Not at that rate, no.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll let somebody else call. I just wanted to chip in there
it's
and say,
to hear
go
your
back.
Voice. It's good to hear your voice, Crawdad.
Y'all be good.
Take care, my friend. See you. All right, guys, perfect timing. Got to hit our last break of the night. My God, time's fun when you're having flies. We'll be back. Come back.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Need pain relief after suffering an accident or experiencing an injury? You may be tired of taking medications to simply mask your pain. Whatever's causing your pain, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbrook Family Chiropractic has the solutions to target your unique needs. Dr. Pasley takes the time to educate you on what's causing your pain, all while helping you find the relief you need. Milbrook Family Chiropractic doesn't overbook, and they know that your time is valuable. That's why they offer flexible scheduling times. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they're open from 7 to noon and 2 to 6, and Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to noon. Dr. Jeff Pasley and Milbrook Family Chiropractic has been helping the River Region find relief for over a decade. Give them a call at 285-8483 or visit them online at milbrookchiropractor.com. You can even fill out your new patient paperwork online as well. Milbrook Family Chiropractic, Highway 14 in Millbrook.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms. Here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Hey, welcome back to the, the last 30 minutes of Clearing the Air. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV. Listen, 95%, and that's an estimate, of everything you read or hear is controlled by a handful of families, six families actually. This is one of the very rare independent radio stations. They don't tell us what we can and can't talk about. It's very important that we keep this station on the air. It's very important that if you have a need, one of the sponsors of this station can fulfill. Please patronize these sponsors. Please go and spend your money with the people that support this station. It's very important that we stay on the air and keep talking about what we're talking about. Because I can't go to other stations in this city and say the stuff I'm saying. It's not going to happen. So it's very, very important. We have a call.
Kenny.
Good evening.
Wow, you called and we're a good 10 minutes away from a break. I'm impressed.
Well, I've been listening because every time I call in, you know what happens.
I do.
You had brought something up earlier, I think, which I've been waiting days to call in about.
What's that?
Oh, that great story about the solar observatory in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And their great cover story.
Yep. There's always a cover story.
That thing was real believable.
Yeah, really. Yeah, there was a threat. Yeah, right.
But you heard the whole thing, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Their final explanation?
I heard that there was a person of interest that thought was a threat to the people there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but you didn't hear the whole thing.
No, tell me the whole thing.
Okay, so I'm reading online the other day, and I said, well, they finally come out with the explanation for the mystery shutdown evacuation. But here's the thing. There's supposed to be some contract janitor that was working there, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, he was using their wireless to download kitty porn.
Ah.
So we, you know, figured that we need to get everybody out because he was he might have been a danger.
We can get a Black Hawk helicopter there. All
right,
that.
The FBI and all
that. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and close down all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Right. So if that's not good enough, after all of that's said and done, the article said, well, they didn't charge the guy, there's no warrant, and the guy's gone.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking to myself, are we that stupid? Do they really think we're that stupid?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes, they do.
They said, well, a suspicious package came with some white powder in it, and we had to get everybody out because it could have been anthrax.
That would be better.
Yeah. But the story that was on, and this is like on the news, it's not one of those, I saw it on the internet fake. No, this was actually an official explanation. It wasn't YouTube. It wasn't some crazed, guy on the internet making up. This is an official explanation.
Right.
That's crazy. I'm thinking to myself, so a guy using the wireless network is a threat?
Yeah. How's that possible?
So you activate the FBI and some Black Hawk helicopters and shut everything down, including both of them, evacuate everybody.
And then at the end of the day, you don't even arrest him.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
So everybody that I talked to said they saw something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is they saw, whether it was a CME, Planet X, something else out there, they saw something.
Absolutely, they did. That's the only
thing. Oh, by the way, you know that observatory is only, 20 miles or so as the crow flies from Roswell?
Right.
Yep, that's right. White Sands and Roswell and
Alamogordo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sensitive area. So
connect the dots.
Exactly. That's all you got to do.
So, yeah, I had to make sure I had double insulation with my tinfoil hat before I called in. So.
Good job on that, man. Good job.
Anyway, man, great show.
Thank you.
I'll let somebody else call in. But you guys have a great day, man. Love you, brother.
Thank you. Love you, too, Kenny. Take care.
All right.
Brother. See you.
Bo.
Hey, Bo, you're on the air.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, long time no here. How you been?
I know it, man. Good. How about you guys?
Hanging in there, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I didn't know if you saw the Breitbart. I think I sent you the link about the Nikki Haley had been not invited to the United States to the White House meeting on immigration, how many they were going to refugees they were going to let in the country.
Really?
Yeah, because of her pro-immigration stance position.
I didn't know she had a pro-immigration position.
Yep. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe Trump is starting to rethink some of these appointments he's made, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because they said in this article that Mattis and the other guy, Secretary Mattis and Mike Pompeo,
okay,
argued against reducing the inflow of refugees despite Trump's long-held promise to cut immigration to the country. So I'm thinking, what about this, Terry? I'm thinking these people that make it to the highest levels, they're hand-picked to be groomed for these high-level positions,
mm-hmm,
and they have the Masonic order and all these high-level, you know, secret societies controlling them. What do you think?
I think you're dead on right. I think they are groomed for those positions. I think there's a pool of these people that are in a secret society. I'm not going to say the name of it because I want to be on the air. Starts with an M. I think they're all part of that, and they, when their spot becomes available, they pick one and put them in there, or have them put in there. I mean, even Reagan even said before he was elected he wouldn't dare put all these people in his cabinet that were, I forget the name of the society that they're all clustered in. One of the, not Project for New American Century, but the other one. And he said, I would never do that. Next thing you know, the 19 of them are in his cabinet. So I think they're forced to take them.
Yeah. And I think he's surrounded by them, and he's been surrounded by these high-level, secret society people and mm-hmm, cabal people and
yep,
globalists and whatever, you know, name you want to put on it. It's all them against us, and if you try to explain to somebody who the they is, you know, it takes a while to really get down into it, but you can say Rockefellers and all this, but unless they're willing to go and do their own research, they're still going to be lost.
True. Very true. Well said.
You know, they're still going to be the people that refuse to look up at the sky and go, oh, why is there a rainbow behind those, the sun making a rainbow
uh-huh,
behind those clouds.
What exactly.
What's in the, you know, they refuse to even look and to accept that, you know, we're being chemtrailed and radiated, 5G and all this technology that they're using, you know, I mean, changing the brain structure and all of our, you know, neurological functions.
Changing DNA, baby.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I refuse to be put in the box, Terry. I'm like you. All these doctors, you know, on their forms when you go to the doctor's office, all of them have you had the flu vaccine, pneumonia vaccine, and all these different vaccines? And I look at them and I go, no, don't vaccine me, bro.
There you go.
You know, the guy, that young guy said, don't tase me, bro.
Right.
we need a T-shirt that says, don't vaccine me, bro.
Oh, I love it.
Because, I mean that people refuse to wake up to the reality that we're being poisoned.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And it's not just there. It's in everything, man.
Right. Who in their right mind would stand in line for a vaccine? And they glamorize it. They, you know, glorify it like it's, you know, oh yeah, so and so, if you come into this store, we'll give you a free flu vaccine.
Walgreens, yep.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm like, come on, people, wake up.
You better believe
it. Do your research. What do you think about the Q thing? You think Q is still legit or what?
I don't know. I don't know. I did, and I didn't, and I did. Now I don't again. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, there's some inside information coming out some kind of way, and I'm hoping that all of it goes down and we get to see it in our lifetime.
I do too, Bo. I got to go,
hey,
my friend.
God bless.
Thanks. Same to you.
Bye.
All right, last break of the night, folks. 272-9228. Get your parting shots in. We'll be right back.
Hey, kids. kids?
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, welcome back to the program.
Welcome to the Waning Moments.
Be sure to check out our Clear in the Air Facebook page. And if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at Terracer, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R, basically Terr, T-E-R, with racer stuck on the end of it. Believe it or not, I'm still at AOL.com because it's easy. I've been there since 93. It's just easier. I don't particularly agree with the way they do things. I don't agree with their politics. I hate politics, but it is what it is. It's a lot easier. So there you go. You can contact me there, and I'm putting videos out. I've decided I'm not going to put any more of the videos on our Facebook page that deal with the things I'm seeing. I'm going to save those for YouTube because people don't look at them because they don't see what I see. So I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm just saying you can't see what I see, and we'll leave it at that. So there's no point in wasting both our times. Postman, what's going on? What you got to say? Waning moments. Throw you under the bus.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Sorry, it's what I do.
Oh, well, I mean, going back to that that shutdown of that solar observatory.
Yes.
When I actually saw the video that Gina Marie Colvin had shot, I was thinking that the actual gate, the main gate at our sun had opened, because there was a lot of energy that was there, a lot of plasma around. But then I looked at it again and I said, wait a minute. And then I didn't come to a final conclusion until I checked with some sources, and sure enough, It wasn't. It was something else. So that was just an addendum to what I wanted to add to that.
Cool. I'm sitting here going through a website I found called WhatFinger, WhatFinger.com, and looking through the headlines. As the coup d'etat begins to unravel, deep state participants open fire on one another, from Gateway Pundit. Here's one that's scary. Scientists just made human egg cells from human blood for the first time. Wow. Japanese cargo ship launches towards space station. Japanese mini rovers send back their first images as they hop around an asteroid. How about that? I didn't even know they were doing that. Amazing. Yeah. The latest Pope quips, "I am the devil," next to John Paul.
What now?
The latest Pope quips, "I am the devil," next to John Paul. I'm going into the article just to make sure it's not taken out of context. Let's see. The latest on Pope Francis's visits to the Baltic countries. Pope Francis has acknowledged that his reputation pales a bit compared to St. John Paul II, at least as far as Poles are concerned. Greeting journalists Saturday en route to Lithuania, Francis was given a book about the former pope by Polish photographer Gazara Galaska. Receiving the large book with a beaming John Paul on the cover, Francis quipped, "Pope John was a saint, I am the devil." Laughing, Galzeka, the author, immediately corrected him. "No, you are both saints. Wow. Maybe he was actually telling us the truth.
He probably was, because I believe he's a black pope.
Yeah.
I believe he is.
You know, you can't cover up all this pedophilia and stuff and be a good person. I don't see how you can't. I don't see how those two jive. I really don't.
No, and you can't cover up all the stuff that they're doing, you know, otherwise. I mean, why are they doing what they're doing in Arizona on top of that mountain? That's the main thing.
That's right.
Why?
And they, you know, the Vatican's even admitted that we're waiting. They're incoming. Our space brothers are incoming. What the hell are they talking about? Well, we know what they're talking about, but the question is, who are they talking about? That's the question we need to be asking, you know?
Well, they ain't human, put it that way.
No, they're not. And, you know, the Pope has even said that they don't need redemption. In other words, they haven't fallen like we have fallen. Now, what is he talking about? Makes you wonder. You know, what do they know? They know a lot that we don't know. Oh, Schumer rallies behind Rosenstein, warns Trump not to fire him. Schumer, for those who don't know, is a big pile of you-know-what. He is a P.O.S., one of the worst POSs out there. If you go back and you look at the movie Waco, when we get to the point where they're starting to bring out the fact that the military was firing at these people from helicopters, and that they sent a flare off the tank to set the inferno, to set their, quote, compound on fire, that's when Schumer shuts it all down. He didn't want any of the truth to come out. Schumer's a POS. Oh, and we all know who Anthony Weiner is, right?
Right.
You know where Anthony Weiner got his start in politics? Schumer. Schumer hired him.
Wow.
As a aide. Yeah. Like minds think alike or something like that. Yeah, Schumer's a POS. I can't stand the guy. He's a pedophile. God knows what else. But he is a POS. The thing about Schumer is he's been in politics since he was 23 years old when he got out of the law school, Harvard Law School. Never had a real job. He's always been in politics. That's not real. That's not real at all. So
it's either Harvard or Yale, you know.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Let's see. Rod Rosenstein wanted 25th Amendment ouster for Trump. Secret Oval Office recordings. Mexicans leaving in droves, and not just because of ICE. That's from Liberty Nation. Democrat Keith Ellison is everything that the Dems accuse Kavanaugh of being. Kellyanne wonders why Kavanaugh vote is being delayed for Dems who won't vote for him anyway. Yeah, good point. Oh, wow. Unreal. There's so much stuff out there, folks. I don't know where to start. Wow. Let's see. What else have we got to talk about? One of the many reports I get every week. It's called Biblioescapades, I think is how you pronounce it. Here's the topics. Surprising number of teens refuse to use social media. Parasitic paramour, occult traps involved in trying to manifest a love relationship partner, whatever that means. Global warming alarmists pressure media to silence skeptics, of course. While the whole world should be up in arms about the EU's looming internet catastrophe. And it's funny because Postman said something earlier about the internet. You know, the internet's where we're getting the truth from. Why are they letting it stay up? They're going to have to take it down before much longer. They're just going to have to. Or maybe that's what all this Google censor stuff is about. I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's what they're doing it now. Because there's there's one person I get information from. Her name is Carrie Cassidy. She actually runs Project Camelot.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Her Google has labeled her videos is not fit for...
Oh, yeah, of course.
For, what is it?
Not fit for general public.
Yeah,
whatever,
like
how you want to put
public
it.
Or payment, or because, you know, she can't make any money, put it that way.
I've never done that.
Not fit for advertisement.
I've never done that. I've never monetized my videos. I don't think it's right. In my opinion, the truth belongs to the people. You should not make money off giving people what they deserve. I don't think it's fair.
It's just certain ones that she'll monetize.
Yeah.
Because she don't have a regular job. And I don't know if she's married and got kids or her husband or whatever, but the thing is, she does this stuff 24/7, I believe. And you look at her sometimes she don't let you sleep. So.
Yeah, and I get that. You know, that's good, I guess. I don't know. It's good and it's bad. Again, like I said, I don't think you should charge for the truth, but that's just my opinion. Oh, before we go, I wanted to hit this. You've heard of Teen Vogue magazine.
Right.
They're now calling for abortion clinics to be on college campuses. They're celebrating abortion, and they encourage youth to pursue abortions en masse, believe it or not. This is from Natural News. In the continental United States, you need to be 21 years old before you can legally drink alcohol. That's because it's a recognized fact that young people are prone to impulsive, reckless behavior, which means that if they drink, they're likely to get drunk and highly likely to end up in sometimes fatal vehicular accidents. That's true. The fact is, teens are at an incredibly difficult age where they're neither children nor adults. Although they may look and sound like mature grown-ups, the simple fact is that they're not. And they're prone to making reckless and even dangerous decisions. Been there, done that. Any publication that has teenagers as their target audience, therefore, needs to be incredibly mindful of the messages they send to this vulnerable and impressionable group. Apparently, the teen-focused glamour magazine Teen Vogue doesn't see it that way. Instead of sticking to issues like young love and acne, this super liberal magazine recently published an article glorifying abortion, filled with feel-good stories about young girls, quote, freed by their ability to murder an innocent child. The article also bemoaned the fact that college students have to travel off campus to get an abortion, because apparently taking a life should require as little of your time as possible. So they push for college campuses to provide medical abortion services. It also questioned, quote, restrictions like parental consent laws, which apparently make it even more inconvenient for teenage girls to deal with the consequences and responsibilities that come with being sexually active. Unbelievable.
It's just more fetal tissue for them.
It is. It's more harvesting of the children. It's more getting of the energy from those souls. These people are evil. I cannot stress to you enough that this world is run by really, you're not capable.